You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strohman. I am so excited I have the opportunity to share with you Mr. Richie Gersten. He is the director of the Brant Lake Sports Camp, and he's also a Tar Heel. Thank you so much for joining me, Richie.
My pleasure.
So, I know that we met with our common love of sports in the Tar Heels, and you've been an amazing administrator, leader, director for helping young people develop through recreation and sports camps. So tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself as the director of one of the best sports camps in the nation.
Well, Debbie, it actually started at birth, I think, in that I was born into a family where my dad was an owner-director of Brant Lake Camp, and his uncle started the camp in 1917. I don't ever remember making the decision to go into running Brant Lake Camp. It just seemed predestined, and I have no complaints.
Well, there's no doubt you come from a very, very dedicated family. Tell us more about this lineage. I know about the sister and the dance camp and the girls camp we have now. Tell us more about the Gerstens and helping young people.
Well, I'll start by saying, since I am a Tar Heel and you are as well, my dad, Bobby Gersten, is still a resident at maybe 99 in a couple weeks of Chapel Hill, lives at the Cedars, but he also played baseball and basketball at Carolina.
Yes.
The Patterson Award winner in 1942. And then he went on to be a teacher, coach, dean of students, head of a board, president of a board of education. So, you know, I kind of observed that, followed that, and couldn't think of much better to do. It seemed right for me. So I followed along. My older sister was always into dance because our mother was a dance teacher, also a graduate of Carolina, class of 44, and she was a dance teacher. Then my sister was, and then my sister went on to be, for 20 years, the executive director of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, one of the most well-regarded dance companies in the world.
Absolutely, so, and they visit Chapel Hill every season as well.
They do, yes.
So tell me about your sporting life. What sports did you play?
Well, I played a little bit of everything. I was from that generation, and I was that kid who played all sports all the time. While I wouldn't say I was extraordinary at any, I played five high school sports, and then was lucky enough to make the freshman team at University of North Carolina, fall of 1966, which, incidentally, was the year that Charlie Scott came to North Carolina, and I was a suite mate of Charlie's and teammate of Charlie, who I think most of your listeners, or many, some would know, is the first African-American scholarship athlete at Carolina and also in the, I think, in the South.
Yes. Well, you certainly have a lot of Carolina stories, and I know there's a book on your father as well. I remember getting that last year and reading through it. What a great read about his life.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career?
I can think of two. And, you know, one, my dad, undoubtedly, because, you know, I didn't stray too far from where he was. But the other one, which I'd like to talk about, was actually Dean Smith. You know, I was a member of the freshman basketball team and then a statistician for the Coach Smith for the next 3 years, and I still take lessons from Coach Smith today. So, yes, he was a huge influence, as well as my dad.
So I have my basketball analytics summit, so can I start telling people that you were the precursor to analytics, doing all those stats for Coach Smith back then?
Yeah, but I certainly didn't do it the way you do it, but I enjoyed doing it. I remember kept the rebounds for Rusty Clark, who
yes.
had the most 28 or 29 rebounds, which still stands up as the most ever in a Carolina game. I remember keeping that stat.
Well, I think people will attribute Coach Smith with the emphasis on assist-to-turnover ratio. That was very, very important.
Yes.
And certainly rebounding. So all of those things have come to be modern basketball analytics. And my dear friend, Dr. Dino, that's what we call him, Dino. He's done a lot of work and is considered the grandfather of basketball analytics. So it's great to hear
like
that. Yeah, go ahead, please.
I'd add that another stat I kept was, I think, a precursor to the plus-minus in basketball, in the way he did it was very rudimentary. I was supposed to keep sometimes when a player came in the game who he came in for and what the score was.
Wow.
Keep a log all game long, which somebody had to take a lot of time to kind of figure out in early plus minus before computers.
That's right. And so I want to make sure I'm clear. It's Dr. Dean Oliver, who's been a regular member of my Basketball Analytics Summit team. So I know you have a lot on your plate, but sometimes we have to do a little self-care and slip away. Is there any particular thing that moves you to tears or to laughter? Any good books or TV shows that you veg out on?
I get moved to tears pretty regularly.
And I've seen them.
And laughter, I hopefully laugh as well. I'm pretty easy with if something's moving, it moves me in either direction. A good book that resonated with me that I read not too long ago was Legacy by James Kerr, which was the story of the All Blacks of New Zealand, their
yes.
rugby team. And I thought that was very helpful to me in a leadership role of running my camp.
Wow, that is definitely something that I will put on my reading list. I've dibbled and dabbled with looking at that team and that franchise and their success over the years, so I'm pretty sure that'll be a good read that will keep me interested for sure. Now, working in the recreation camp industry and certainly motivating people every day, your staff, can be very, very competitive. What drives you? What keeps you going each and every day?
Well, I do feel a legacy. I am Brent Lake Camp this summer. It's year number 103. It's always been directed by someone in my family, so not letting down that legacy motivates me for sure. A desire for excellence motivates me, and I have to say also a fear of failure motivates me.
Well, some people say fear of failure or fear of success equally powerful. I think, with the tradition that you built at Brant Lake, I know you've got that type A personality. You want things to run right, but I don't see any way that the camp cannot be successful based on the amazing staff that you bring in, the wonderful kids, the very, very supportive parents. And it's pretty awesome to actually see the alumni and their support, and then they're bringing in their children and their grandchildren. So that certainly must make you feel good.
No, thank you. Thank you, Debbie.
So you are listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be right back with Mr. Richie Gersten. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. We're speaking with Mr. Richie Gersten, the director of the Brant Lake Sports Camp in the Adirondack Mountains, in particular Lake George, one of the most beautiful, beautiful areas in our country. Richie, tell me about this amazing, special camp that you've been directing.
Well, I can tell you a lot. It's keeping it to a somewhat short answer, but we run for 103 years, a boys camp with a sports emphasis where, believe it or not, the boys for almost all of them come and stay for 7 weeks and return many, many years. Most of them start when they're 8 or 9 years old and leave us, graduate when they're 15. So we are a sports camp, but we consider ourselves more than that. We consider us a part of helping boys in that journey from being a boy to someday being a comfortable, successful, or at least adult male in the world. So and we use sports as one of our main avenues, but we really consider ourselves an educational institution. And along those lines, while we baseball, basketball, tennis, soccer, and all kinds of great things we do in our beautiful lake, and now football, flag football, and lacrosse, and hockey and golf are also, common sports we use. Most important to us are kids comfortable, happy, healthy, away from home. We're feeding 600 people, all their meals, we have about 400 campers, about 200 staff. We have doctors, nurses, so really it's the desire for excellence. But most important, I think the key is that we know every one of our campers, and our first goal is to make them feel that they are comfortable and people care about them.
Wow, and you do that very, very well. Tell me about the new facilities over the past, what, year or two? You've put in some new buildings, facilities to offer even more to the young people.
Yes, we try to do something every year. We have just completing another, full 120 by 80 yard, we'll call it a soccer, lacrosse, football field to go along with the one we already had. We just built. It was time for a second. We also very proud. We put a tent. We call it the Big Top. It's an open air tent over our hockey area, roller hockey, not ice hockey. But it also has four baskets, so it can be basketball or rainy day activities. And we also took our clubhouse where we do our plays and shows and just gather for an innumerable reasons, and we gave it a big upgrade not too long ago.
Well, I cannot let you not speak about the drama, the theater productions. Please tell me about that, an amazing gentleman who leads that effort.
Well, Debbie, I guess you don't know, Irwin Cohn, who's been was a phenomenon.
Yes.
Passed away this past October after working with us for 70 years. He was 88 years old, and we had a pretty good indication when he left us last summer that, he would not be back, and indeed that's the case, and we had a very moving memorial service for him early this summer.
Wonderful.
Also very, his legacy moves on. We have a great man who was his assistant for 10 years, and so far, we're still a hub of camp life as our shows, plays, songs.
Well, he was certainly a treasure. And I know he just loved the camp and being there with the young people. So what about the water sports? That's one of the most beautiful things about coming to Brant Lake Camp, that very, very beautiful lake. Tell us about the water sports that are offered.
Happy to. One of the most fortunate things done here was well before me. 103 years ago, my great uncle, Bob Gerstenzang, picked this spot for a camp on this gorgeous lake, but then very lucky, it has not been, overdeveloped, and it's still, while there are some private homes, and there's another, our sister camp down the road, named Point of Pines, as well as our girls program, Brant Lake Dance Camp and Brant Lake Sports Academy, where we're lucky enough to have Dr. Debbie Stroman contribute. But the lake is still pristine, clean, clear, and not very crowded, and we do we swim, we sail, we stand up paddleboard, we fish, we kayak, we water ski like crazy, wakeboard. So it's just a beautiful, and it's just a great area. It's a cool lake. It's frozen solid in the winter, so it keeps its refreshment even in the hot summer. So we're really fortunate, and it's probably, and it's, against these scenic mountains, Adirondack Mountains. So we just have a gorgeous spot on a beautiful lake.
Well, I certainly recommend it to everyone. If you have not been to that area, really missing out on one of America's most beautiful, beautiful areas in the country. So, Richie, can you tell us, or some of those young entrepreneurs out there, one or two lessons that you've learned about being a successful leader?
I'll give you two things. One, coming back from Dean Smith, which I learned, and by being a statistician, not a scholarship player, but I always felt Dean Smith always made me feel as I was as important as anybody. And I try to do that to every member of our camp community, no matter what their role, that they are important and I will have time for them. And I think that's a great piece of advice to pass on. Another one is, to me, as a leader, be the hardest worker.
Yes.
I just try to, set the example, that there's no job too big, no job too small, and I'm willing to, if I'm going to ask you to work very hard, I better be working hard too.
Well, that is very, very important advice. I will lift that up as well. So tell our listening audience, how do people find out about the camp, whether they want to send their young person or whether or not they want to be a counselor or a staff member?
Yeah, we'd love both campers and counselors. Our website, brantlake.com, is good, and we reach out a little bit through search, but mostly we're lucky enough to say, it's a great word of mouth, and the networking that goes on has been our strongest suit for many years. As I say, you still need to, do a great job every year, but and you still need to reach out there. But over 102 years, this 103, that network of people upon people on people, those 6 degrees of separation has been our strongest, both for our enrollment and for our counselors.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, please take a look at Brant Lake Camp, a very, very special treasure for many, many people over the years, 102 years, and this is the 103rd, and I'm certainly looking forward to being a part of this very treasured experience this year. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. We're speaking to Richie Gersten, the director of the very, very wonderful Brant Lake Camp up in the glorious Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York. Richie, are there any sport business leaders that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
I don't know if they'd be surprised, but I do reach out. I do have to mention that two of my Carolina roommates have had wonderful careers, a successful career in sports, and I still, not only are they friends, but admire them and learn from them today. There's Jim Delaney, who's soon to be the retired commissioner of the Big Ten Conference, and Eddie Fogler, former Tar Heel assistant basketball coach and very successful coach, and now runs a not-so-well-known, but it was actually in Forbes magazine recently, a service to find to help universities find basketball coaches. So both those guys are great friends, and we've shared many great times, but also I have great respect for and admiration for.
Well, they are definitely fine gentlemen. I've had the chance to meet both, and actually was on the golf course with Mr. Fogler. But I'll tell you, you all have a very, very special group of men that shared, I think, a very, very important time in your lives together at Carolina, and it's pretty, pretty special to see you all still staying in touch over the years.
Well, it gives us great pleasure, me for sure.
Well, Richie, if you weren't developing young people, promoting your company, lifting up others, whose job outside of sports would you love to have?
Well, before I went full-time in the sport, in the summer camp business, I was a teacher and a coach for many years. And somewhere along the line there, I was a dean of students at a high school, and I really enjoyed that. And, you know, to be an educator and maybe a dean of students or athletic director at a small college or just a high school, I think would have been something I would have enjoyed doing.
Well, it sounds like you're definitely a people person. So I've thought maybe you might say you've got those dancing genes like your sister, and you would have said I would have been a dancer.
No, I don't have those genes.
In fact, this makes me think, I don't know why I was prompted, but I've thought about your dog. How's your dog doing? And his name. You got to tell everyone his name.
Well, we've had two dogs since I've been married over the, 30 years. And the first was named Montross.
Yes.
Golden Retriever, who passed away about 8 years ago. And our present dog is Coda, named after Ed Coda.
No, I love that.
Great, and that's a golden doodle.
Well, I look forward to seeing Coda again. Yeah. So, Richie, when it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair watching your Tar Heels play, if you reflect back on your career, what do you want people to remember you for?
I would say, Debbie, that he cared about people, particularly the ones that attended Brant Lake Camp or worked at Brant Lake Camp, and that he worked very hard.
Well, I can definitely underscore that today, for sure. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We've been spending time with Mr. Richie Gersten, the director of the Brant Lake Sports Camp and a very, very fine Tar Heel.